SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
For Australians struggling with the cost of living, some welcome news. From the 1st of July, every Australian will receive a tax cut between $345 to just over $4,500. The average will be almost $1,900. Treasurer Jim Chalmers explains.
From tomorrow, every taxpayer will get a tax cut. Every household will get energy bill relief. Millions of Australians on awards will get a pay rise. There'll be cheaper medicines and an extra 2 weeks of paid parental leave. This is all about ensuring that Australians earn more and keep more of what they earn.
Minimum and award wages will rise by 3.75%. The minimum amount employers must contribute to employees' super increases from 11% to 11.5%. And households across the country will get $300 off their energy bills, with $75 applied each quarter and extra relief for some states. Small businesses will receive $325. It's relief the government is hoping won't stoke inflation, which is currently sitting at 4%.
This is all about making sure that our cost of living help is meaningful and substantial, but responsible as well, in the context of this fight against inflation.
At pharmacies, medicines listed on the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme, or PBS, will be capped at a maximum cost of $31.60. And pharmacies will also become the only place Australians can legally buy a vape. A prescription will be required from July until October. After that, they'll be available over the counter. Although many of Australia's biggest chemist franchises, including Terry White and Priceline, have opposed the reforms and say they won't be stocking vapes at all. Health Minister Mark Butler has said it's a decision for individual pharmacies. The 1st of July will also see a world-first ban on the use of engineered stone come into effect. Roger Singh is National Practice Leader of Dust and Occupational Diseases at Shine Lawyers.
It will protect the lives and protect the health and well-being of our future workers and tradies throughout Australia. Sadly, there is yet a generation of pain and suffering to run its course.
In New South Wales, new protections for the live music industry are being ushered in. Minister David Harris says the changes are carefully considered and sensible.
They will resolve issues around order of occupancy to ensure that venues are protected in terms of people moving in around them and then complaining about the activities they do, unless the venue radically changes what they're actually doing.
How noise complaints are handled will be streamlined, with Liquor and Gaming New South Wales taking over responsibility of the issue, previously dispersed across seven agencies.
We are making these laws sensible for community, for venues, to give them certainty, and to make sure that something that we all enjoy, live music, is able to be done in our suburbs as well as in our CBDs, whilst preserving people's lifestyles.
Meanwhile, South Australia will introduce stricter rental reforms, making it harder for landlords to terminate a fixed lease. And Queensland is taking a key step on the state's path to treaty with First Nations people, with the state's truth-telling and healing inquiry set to begin. Ruth McHugh-Dillon, SBS News.